We are joined here today at the CKBW studios in Bridgewater by the Minister of ACOA. And for those who don't know, the Atlantic Canadian Opportunities Agency, a wing of the federal government that supports organizations around Atlantic Canada. But we figured we'd get the minister in to kind of explain what it is ACOA does and what she's been doing around here on the South Shore. So, Minister, welcome. How are you enjoying your time in Nova Scotia so far?
I love Atlantic Canada, and don't let my friends and family at home in Newfoundland and Labrador hear me say, but I really enjoy this part of the province as well. It's just magical here. You've got history, you've got beautiful landscapes, incredible people, and it's always great to be here. And great to be here as Minister responsible for ACOA, you're right, the Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency. I'm proud of the work that ACOA does. ACOA has 32 offices around Atlantic Canada, and we're the... A lot of people don't understand everything we do. We touch so many businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. We touch so many not-for-profits. We touch so many communities in helping them with a hand up to evolve their project, grow their community, grow their business. And, you know, I'm pleased to be making some announcements. Yesterday I made a great announcement at the Lunenburg Yacht Club with funding for them, funding to help the Mobility Cup, which is on, starts on Monday. Encourage everybody to go out. I had a little taste of what's going to happen next week. And my golly, if you're looking for something to do, go out and support. You know, we all think we have challenges some days, but I'm going to tell you, when you go out and see what people are doing that have some mobility issues and how they're getting out and sailing, it's magical. So delighted to support that. We supported the Tierra Beata business with doing what they're doing in cranberries and other berries all across, not only just right here, but all across Nova Scotia and the export markets that they're doing. Of course, we did the Folk Harbor Festival Society as well. So lots of investments there. And then today, made a great investment of $20 million to the town of Bridgewater to help them with wastewater and water. Look, we know climate change is real. We all know climate change. Well, not everybody knows climate change is real, but we all know climate change is real. And helping communities build before the next event hits, make sure that their water and their wastewater is capable of dealing with the hurricanes and these flash rainstorms and floods that we're seeing. Communities need to be able to handle, have the infrastructure to handle the water and the wastewater that comes with that. So ACOA does phenomenal work, and delighted. Matter of fact, here's a little tidbit of information. In the last 3 years, just in the south part of Nova Scotia, ACOA has done 250 projects and invested $45 million.
Yeah, pretty impressive. So how do you guys judge the success of those things? Because I'm sure there's some criticism you get that these aren't things government, we should let the private capital sort these things out. But I assume the ROI that you guys see on this pays for itself tenfold, whether that's a dollar figure associated with it or an event like the Mobility Club. Yes. But how do you guys associate value and decide what to support?
Evan, that's a great question, because ACOA has an incredible team, and what you have in our 32 offices and our over just nearly 600 employees, we have like a tourism specialist, we have community specialists, we have wind hydrogen specialists, we have manufacturing specialists, we have egg specialists that help analyze, but also help the proponent and say, okay, that's a great idea, but you know, if you did this, now you're going to be able to do that and attract more more business. You're going to grow your business. The other thing we do is a lot of work in trade and international trade to help businesses get ready. They might have a phenomenal product, but golly, how do I get to that next step that I can upscale enough to make sure I do get into these other opportunities that are out there? So we look at that, and we look at the people that have the fire in their belly, the people that are getting it done and say, I just need that little extra help because I'm going to modernize my equipment. That means I'm going to be able to produce more faster, get to bigger markets, like I said. So we have a great team that analyzes all that, and I'm really proud to be minister responsible of a great group of folks that have incredible relationships on the ground. Everywhere I go, some of the staff from ACOA will come around with me, and they know all the people. And that's one thing about us, where we have those 32 offices on the ground. They're like, hi, Evan, how are you? And they know all the proponents, and they know the people, and they know the communities, and they know the not-for-profits. So it's great.
So obviously ACOA has a mandate now, and you support lots of existing businesses and stuff like that, but it's a relatively new ministerial file for you, and I'm just wondering, is there anything you think that you should be getting involved in that you're not yet, that you perhaps see the future of ACOA being more supportive in?
That's a great question. ACOA has, of course, we're limited by the budget that we have, and I'm always, okay, at what point have you, as parents, you say, okay, now you've got your wings, you fly on your own, which we've got wonderful stories, but then that gives us the equity and the money to find the businesses that are looking for the help. So I always say to the team, okay, let's find some businesses that have never come to us before and say, we're here to help you. Here's how we can help you. A lot of the times, it's just a minimal amount of money that people need. I just need a plan, right? Help me with a plan, my marketing plan, or, I can do this a little more. So I encourage the staff all the time, let's go out and find the new people in town or the new businesses or the new not-for-profits and, find communities that their councils are new and, give them some ideas of how you can, up your product, your tourism product, your manufacturing, or make your town welcoming and to show for businesses coming, hello, we're welcome, we're open for business, come and we're here to support you.
So is that how ACOA would always have operated, that you guys are in some way seeking out opportunities, or is it more often intake from businesses making requests, or is that something that's changing?
I think we are looking for more and more, and you're seeing more and more businesses come to Atlantic Canada. Look, the wind is just getting in our sails in Atlantic Canada, pardon the pun, but we are, and we're seeing more and more people move here, and why not? It's a beautiful place to live. You have authentic, real people. We've got the assets here. We've got the assets, either natural assets, the beautiful landscape. We've got the natural historical assets. I was down and, you see the Blue Nose too and all the history around this area. We also have the assets of mines. And I was just at the Michelin plant. We have assets of manufacturing. And we have the assets of people. So we've got the winning combination here. So ACOA will often be the glue to bring together to go to the next level. You might have noticed too that we've got an awful lot of businesses that have been with ACOA for a long time that have started very small and now they're scaling up and getting a little bigger, and okay, now we're going to branch out to a whole new line of what we're doing. So we're there to help grow and nurture, and then I get such delight when you see businesses succeed and say, thanks, but we really don't need your money anymore because now we can go to the big lenders and the big banks.
Yeah. I know you mentioned them earlier, two projects I specifically wanted to talk a little about at ACOA, mainly the Mobility Cup at the Yacht Club and then the work on Mahone Bay's waterfront, both aligned with accessibility at their
yes.
core, in the sense the Mobility Cup promoting accessible athletes and what they are capable of, and then just some general upgrades for Mahone Bay. How does that align with sort of the federal government's overall goals of accessibility across the nation?
Look, we have to be accessible for all people. And we've got some great programs, and delighted that we have the Enabling Canadian Accessibility Act, which everyone should have access to everything in this beautiful country. So I'm delighted when you see this Mobility Cup, that it takes it to a whole new level. It's just not a ramp or a bridge or a lift. It's helping people with their mental health. And, we spoke with some people yesterday who were sailors and thought they could never sail again. And now with the infrastructure, look, I get goosebumps when I talk about it, the infrastructure that the Lunenburg Yacht Club has put in place and the program that they've grown, and how you see the kids there that are doing their own sailing program looking, and, you wonder what's going through their heads. Could that be my grandma? Could that be my, wow, when you see the opportunities that this gives. And then the other incredible piece of this are the volunteers that make it happen. Right? The volunteers that go to work and give up their time, and we're so blessed in Atlantic Canada, but you really have some amazing volunteers here too, who are there to support these events like this Mobility Cup to make sure it's going off without a hitch. The forecast looks great, but I don't think the weather's going to hold back. The people that I met yesterday, the weather's not going to hold them back at all.
Yeah, fascinating. My uncle's actually said to be one of the guide sailors, so
perfect.
He'll be helping a gentleman who was in a tragic accident and has lost mobility in his arms, and he was explaining to me, very strict, he's not allowed to say anything to him. He will have to be sailing on his own. My uncle's only there if things go wrong, which they shouldn't because they're all so talented. So I'm excited to check that event out, and I think it's great you guys are supporting it. Just the last thing I I wanted to touch on while I still had you here is we have the ongoing rail strike, and as you're plugged into the federal government, I'd figured I'd ask what's sort of the latest that your government's discussing, intervention, any thoughts of that at this point?
Look, I understand the impact that's going to have on business and community, big business, big and small. And look, I encourage everybody, get back to the table. The best deals are made at the table. Let's get back to the table, get this resolved as soon as we can for all Canadians from coast to coast to coast.
Well, Minister Hutchins, I appreciate you so much for joining us in the studio, and hope you enjoy the rest of your time here in Nova Scotia.
I certainly will, and thanks for the invitation to come in. Always a pleasure. Take care.